Hello, world. This is Wichita. The story of Wichita, its people, its progress. The story of your city and mine. This is Wichita. Tonight, the sky glows with a strange red fire. The horizon appears to be in flames, but no one is alarmed. Every evening, the sky over Wichita glows with a strange red fire, the strange magic fire of the neon tube. Mile after mile of luminous red tubing. No one cries, prairie fire, prairie fire. But in the year 1880, the red glow in the sky sent terror to the hearts of the pioneers. And this is the story the Wichita Eagle brings you tonight. The story of the prairie fire, arch enemy of the pioneers. Since 1872, the Wichita Eagle has written the story of this city. Throughout the Southwest, the Wichita Eagle is read and respected as a truthful source of news and an excellent advertising media. The Eagle is proud to present another drama of This is Wichita. Now, before we lift the curtain on tonight's story of the Prairie Fire, the Eagle Concert Orchestra plays a selection under the direction of Russell Lowe. Mr. Ripley. Believe it or not, here's a Wichita housewife who shops every morning and every afternoon, and she never leaves her home.
I certainly don't. I just read the Eagle classified section. I read the grocery ads, the clothing company ads, and the drugstore ads. Why, I can do all of my shopping right in my own home, thanks to the Wichita Eagle.
Yes, it pays to read the Wichita Eagle ads. If you're looking for bargains, you'll find plenty of them in the morning and evening editions of the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of your family. And now we lift the curtain on another drama of early pioneer life in Kansas. Another chapter in the thrilling story of This is Wichita. As our curtain rises, we behold a farmhouse in the year 1880. A farmhouse filled with the merry laughter of happy families. Yes, the prairie land is tinted with the delicate purple of dusk. It is the month of November. November 1880. Just 16 years after the Civil War. And yet we hear...
That rebel Jackson. Look here, you're a stubborn old fool.
Oh, Paul, it's a wonder he didn't shoot you. Yeah.
I like to see him try. Ever since he took that farmland next door, I've been hankering to lock horns with that old southern mule. Blame me if I wouldn't make him backwater.
Yes, 16 years after the Civil War, but the fire of hatred had not yet gone out. The War of the North and the South is still being fought over and over again by the veterans of both sides. For Kansas has its share of both Northerners and Southerners. Kansas, the free state. Kansas, with its share of Southerners who refuse to admit that the South...
Admit it? No, sir. Not by any circumstance was the Confederacy defeated. And not by any circumstance do I consider myself a member of the Union.
But, Father, the South lost. The war is over. Kansas belongs to the United States. And whether you admit it or not, you're a citizen of the United States.
No such thing. How dare you, Margaret? I belong to the Confederate States. Always have and always will.
But there aren't any Confederate States. We're all one nation now.
Daughter, you talk more like a Yankee every day you live.
I'm sorry, Father, but I'm only trying to make you realize how silly it is to quarrel with the folks in the next farm. Now, Captain Wade...
Don't mention that cutthroat devil to me.
But really,
Captain Wade's a thieving, horse-stealing, low-life Yankee of the worst order. He's a varmint. His whole family are varmints. And I still say he broke down my fence just so my cattle would wander over into his pasture land and he could steal them.
Oh,
well, that's a regular Yankee trick. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's a regular Yankee
trick.
Yes. The war was still going on. Many a former plantation owner now lived on humble farms in Kansas. And many a former slave now enjoyed the freedom of Kansas. Many fled from the South during the stormy years of the war and came to Kansas. And Bedelia, a jovial, round-faced Negro mammy in the employ of Captain Wade,
remember when I come here. Seemed like nothing short of paradise, because it meant my freedom. And now I declare, if I ain't a singing, carry me back to old Virginia. But I don't want to go back to old Virginia, Miss Wade. I as what fool does I even think I want to go back to Virginia? There are many reasons. Maybe you're just homesick.
Yes, maybe I is. Of course, I ain't homesick to be bound out from slavery like I was. And ain't homesick because I ain't happy here working for you and Captain Wade. Please, ma'am, don't think that.
Oh, I'm not thinking that, Bedelia.
Maybe I was just dreaming of some of them warm, lazy southern nights and all the beautiful trees and the climbing trellises of flowers on the plantation that done had flowers, even this time of the year. Seems like everything sort of dies. Real sad like this time of year here in Kansas.
Ever feel that way, Miss Wade?
Yeah, many times. Captain Wade and I came here right after the Civil War.
Sure.
I could just have cried when he showed me this land and this ugly old house. We came from Illinois, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
That's 16 years ago now. My boy was just a little rascal then. Why, I guess Robbie was only about 4. And he even cried when he took a look at this farm. But Captain Wade said he'd fought Indians and he fought Southern rebels and he'd be a cross-eyed mule if he'd let a prairie whip him.
That Captain Wade sure got the gumption to spit in the devil's face.
Oh, I'm glad he has. But we've needed it during these years. We fought grasshoppers and cyclones and... Drunk.
And you has just about plumb nigh dried up. Bless your heart, poor little Miss Wade. Well, I declare if you hadn't hired this here big, broad old darky to do your hard work, they'd be burying you right out there on that lone prairie.
Oh, it's been wonderful having you, Aunt Bedelia, but Oh, I wish we could pay you more. But I just sometimes feel ashamed to cost my husband money, having him hire a servant.
Why, Miss Wade, how you carry on and talk? Nothing in the world stand between you and the grave except this here old black body of mine and these here big muscles. How are you going to cook for a big family and wash and do the ironing? How are you going to do that and live when you're no bigger in a minute? And your lungs is all full of misery from catching yourself pneumonia.
Oh, I'm going to be all right in no time, Aunt Bedelia.
Sure is, because I ain't going to let you do no work.
Oh, you're mighty kind, and well, sometimes I just blush when I think of me having a servant. I guess that Mrs. Morley's used to having lots of servants, isn't she?
Sure she is. She's a southern woman. That old colonel husband of hers had 50 slaves. She never even lifted her hand in the old days. If she could have done it, she'd have had somebody breed for her.
Oh, Lord's sakes, I couldn't do that. You know, I liked it better when I was working and fighting right alongside the captain.
Well, she can't do it no more. The old colonel ain't got no money. They can't even get along as well as you folks can. And they sure don't take to hard work. I know something about those southern aristocrats. They likes the boss. But that's all.
Oh, she's probably a nice enough woman.
Sure she is. And if you ever was to get friendly with them, regardless of how little they had in that home, when you was the guest, you was the guest. Southern hospitality. Now, do you think she want to be helped me like you trying to do? No, ma'am. She would draw up her fine head and say, Bedelia, we will serve chicken a la Maryland tonight. I shall expect dinner at 7:30. But you says, Aunt Bedelia, let's fix some biscuits and some steak. And then you tells him does have to work before I can get my big old hindself, hindside, and wise in the kitchen.
Now, just for that, Aunt Bedelia, I shan't help you one.
Praise be, Miss Wade. That gonna make me so happy I done plumb forgot the misery in my feet and do a breakdown. And I'll show you how to act like a real southern lady.
Why the devil you say you will? Look here, you old fugitive from a bloodhound. I don't want my wife here becoming any rebel like them
Morley. Oh, Captain Wade, she ain't going to be no rebel.
Well, no, she better not, Bedelia. It'll be too bad for you if she does. I got trouble enough with that stubborn old donkey as it is. Ma, hand me them pistols.
Pa, what for? Why do you want the pistols?
Well, Robin and me's got to go over and talk to old Colonel Morley.
But, Dad, we don't need to take any guns.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I wouldn't trust that rebel anymore, and I'd trust a rattlesnake.
Oh, Pa, don't go over there looking for trouble.
I'm not looking for trouble. But I'm going to be ready for it if it comes. I'm just going over there to ask him to help us make some fire guards. Ma, you know how dry it's been this year.
Hey,
we
ought to
had a furrow dug all around here a long time. Don't worry about the fires, Bedelia. It'll be all right. We'll get control of it if it comes up, provided we can dig some fire guards. Like as not, that old slave-whipping buzzard never heard of a fire guard.
Oh, Dad, give the colonel a break. Maybe he's not such a bad guy.
Yeah, maybe he's got a good-looking daughter, and you're planning on shining up to her, huh?
Oh, Robin, are you?
Look at that. Look at him blush. Oh, son, the guilt on your face. I could tell it even if I hadn't seen you two spooning out in the moonlight about a week ago.
Oh, Dad, I was just talking to her.
Well, that's all right with me. Your old man's all I'm fighting with. Yeah, like as not, though, he'd put a bullet in your hide for fooling with his daughter.
Yeah, bless us, Miss Robin. Dad, him too. Southerners sure got powerful particularities when it comes to men folks for their daughters.
Yeah, we'll worry about that later. Come on, Robin, let's go. You can make calf eyes at the daughter while I hammer some sense in her old man's head.
Oh, Paul, be that's careful. Oh, please be careful, will you, Paul?
Sir, how dare you talk to me like that?
Now listen here, you old fool.
You've only been on this farm a year, but you ought to know Kansas well enough by now to know that a prairie fire could wipe you and me both off the face of the earth.
There'll be no digging ditches on my place, and certainly not down through that south pasture.
Now, listen here, you stubborn old billy goat. We've got to make a complete circle of furrowed ground, or one of these nights or days there'll be a fire come sweeping through that dried-up grass and burn you to a cinder. How'd you like that? We got to furrow through that south pasture.
I said there'd be no furrows made through that south pasture, and I'll stand my ground on that.
You'll stand your ground. You make me laugh. Why, you yellow-backed, chicken-hearted rebel. What would you southerners know about standing or holding ground?
We held plenty of ground against you Yankee robbers at Gettysburg, I reckon.
I reckon we whipped the pants off of you at Shenandoah.
No such thing.
Now, what about Atlanta?
You starved us. You starved our women and our children.
We shot the pants off of you, you backtracking rebels. That's what we did.
Dad,
we shot every one of them.
This isn't going to settle the argument.
Oh, that old fool.
Sir, I'm giving you just 1 minute to get off my property, or I'm blowing your head off your shoulders. Get me my pistols, Margaret.
Go ahead, get your pistols, you old buzzard. I got mine. Anytime a Yankee can outshoot one of you rebels.
I'll shoot you, though.
What's the matter?
Gentlemen, I ask you to be considerate of my father. He hasn't been feeling
Look,
well.
Look, all we want is permission to plow a furrow.
Yes, not on that south pasture. No plow's going to furrow through there. Margaret, you know why. Get them devils out of here, Margaret. Get them a pistol.
Father, please, I'll talk to you. Robin.
Yes, Margaret.
I wish you and your father come outside with me, will you please?
Why, certainly. Come on, Dad.
Well, all right. You better back out, son. That old fuzzy skin might shoot us in the back.
No, he won't. Please, you wouldn't say that if you understood. Come on out with me, please.
Well,
I'll be back in a minute, Father. Now you can understand why my father's so stubborn about having a fire guard plowed through here.
What is it? I don't see nothing.
Look a little closer. Not too close. Step on the flowers.
Flowers?
Dad, don't you understand? It's a grave.
Yes, it's my mother's grave. She's resting here until we can take her back to the south.
Why, I didn't know your mother was dead, miss. Why, I saw her only...
Yes, only 2 weeks ago. She died rather suddenly, although she's been in very poor health for a long time.
Why didn't you bury her in a regular cemetery? Wichita's got cemetery.
Her father wouldn't have it. You see, he still believed that someday there'll be another Confederacy. The old South will be strong and great again. Oh, I guess that sounds foolish to you, but he believes in it. It's all he has left to believe in. It's all she had left to believe in. Poor dear soul. Still dreaming of their lost kingdom. I was very young when it happened. I could love this land. But they only live in exile here. Surely you understand that.
Of course we do, Margaret.
Father's been a failure everywhere he's been in Kansas. He won't go back to the South because he says it belongs to the slaves and the thieving and carpet planters.
But why didn't you folks come over to us when your mother died? Why, great Scott, girl, you gave her no decent burial at all.
We gave her the best we could. That was what Father wanted.
Oh.
That was the first night I talked to you, Robin. I didn't tell you about Mother. I just couldn't tell anyone. Father and I buried her out here. At our own little service. And he said, someday, you'll go back to your home, dear. I had to go away and walk by myself. That was when I met you down by the fence. You were so kind and friendly. Father said no Yankee could be friendly, but you were.
Girl, you just plumb misjudged us. Why, we'd be the first in the world to help any neighbors.
Your father can't understand that, but don't be too severe with him. Isn't there any other place that you can dig the fire guard?
I wish there was. We just about got to go round through here. You see, we got to have that land furrowed so as when we
Have a fire, we can check a prairie fire that way. Make it stop before it gets to our homes and our barns. If we don't go through here...
Dad, I've got it.
What?
Margaret, we could plow quite away from the grave. We could do it at night, and I'd be extra careful and quiet.
Fine.
Would you consent to that, Margaret?
Yes, of course. I want to save this farm. It's all we have.
Good. There's a full moon tomorrow night,
and I
can plow right around and leave plenty of space. You can just keep your dad inside, and in the morning it'll all be over. Done. And we'll have the fire garden be safe.
Steady, Matt. Steady, Joe. Steady. Easy now. Easy, Dusty.
Now, confound that team. And they're making enough noise to wake up the old rebel. He'll be out here shooting yet.
We've only got a little bit more to go. I'm trusting Margaret to... Steady, ma'am. Easy. Whoa. I'm trusting her to keep him away from us till we get this fire guard.
Well, yes, I hope so.
We're almost through now.
Look out, son. Hey, now. He's shooting.
Quick, Dad. Help me hold down the plow.
Yes, I'll help you hold the plow.
We'll run it through.
Yeah, we
only got a little bit more to go now.
Put your weight on it, son.
Okay.
Now, he's coming closer.
Go it, ma'am.
Get him going.
Come on, Jack. Let's go. We'll get this through, Doug. There it is, Dad. Come on, let's run for it.
I wish I had my gun.
Thieves, you robbers. Where are you? By the dog, I'll kill them all, these dirty Yanks. Oh.
Why must you do this? Can't you understand? They're trying to help us.
They was digging in the land where she is. They was digging in the earth where she is. That dirty Yankee plow was cutting into the ground while she's asleep. No waiting for the time when I can take her back to her home. Back to the old South.
Oh, the old South be hanged. Can't you understand it's gone? Can't you learn to make your home in a new world? A friendly land where people want to help you. Can't you forget the hatred and bitterness of the past and do something about the present? The South lost because you and your kind lived in the past. The South lost because the Union was right. Right! All these years you wandered, failing everywhere. Making a pauper of yourself, making one of mother.
Mom.
Just because you couldn't forget the past and live in today. Today. The South did. Dead like she is.
But Mom.
She knew there'd never be another Confederacy. She never told you, but she knew it. She told me. No, please, please forget the past. The South dead, gone.
Margaret.
I'm sorry, Father. I'm sorry I couldn't help it.
Margaret, help me up. I fell in this furrow.
Oh,
I can't seem to make my leg move. I didn't hear a word you said, Margaret. Not a word. Just help me to the house.
And now here we is, Cousin Maury. Please just taste some of old Aunt Sabina's chicken soup.
I'm not wanting none of that food that comes from a Yankee home.
Good,
no, I don't want no running away slave awaiting on
Father,
me, either.
Father, please try to be reasonable. The Wade sent their own servant here to help you, and Mrs. Wade come over to take care of you.
Yes, and you're needing care, Mr. Marley. A broken leg is no easy thing to get over.
Broken heart's no easy thing to get over, ma'am. I don't wish to be rude to you, but I'd rather you'd go.
Now, see here, you're a sick man, and I'm going to take care of you.
I'm a sick man because your Yankee son and your Yankee husband trespassed on my property. And they dug a fur that caused me to fall and to break my leg.
Mr. Marley, have you ever seen a prairie fire?
Madam, I've lived in Kansas ever since the South was knifed in the back. I dare say I've seen one or two prairie fires. Yes.
Well, then you ought to know that digging the fire guards is mighty necessary. Well, I reckon all Kansans around this time of year look at the sky, a-fearing and a-dreading the spotting, and seeing that red glow from the prairie fire. Twice we've fought it, and well, we know what it can do. It calls for everybody fighting and helping. That's why folks try to be good neighbors in Kansas. We all have to live under the same wide blue sky.
Miss Wade, a cat does not become friendly with a dog. A dog fights a cat. A rabbit flees from a coyote or from a wolf. We're not all made to be friendly with every breed, if you know what I mean.
Yes, Colonel. I know what you mean. But you don't understand Kansas. You've never been near a real prairie fire. When cattle and dogs and animals of all kinds, the little field mice, the rabbit, the coyote, all run side by side, forgetting their hatred, forgetting the fight and their great fear of the fire. They all become as one when that tall prairie grass gets to blazing. Maybe we won't have one this year. Maybe we'll be saved. I pray heaven we will. But when you walk through the door and you look out across the plains, you look at this.
Miss Glory, what is it?
The sky. It's come. The fire. The fire.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, save.
Miss Wade, what can we do? Well, we got to wait till the men folks figure out which way it's gone. Oh, it's a big one. It's the worst I've ever seen. Maybe them fire guards we dug will keep it away. Maybe they won't.
We're all going to be burned. We're all going to be cooked.
Oh, not if we fight it. Not if we fight it, Bedelia. Oh, here comes Robin.
It's come. The fire's here. We're starting to dig another furrow to the east. And the wind's changing. We've got to work fast. We'll be cut off. Surrounded with us.
Go on, Robin. We'll get horses and help. Come on, Margaret. Every man, woman, and child's got to fight that fire.
Get that cloth off over here. You'll all be...
Margaret!
Yes, Robin?
You and Mother get some wet sacks and fight that little side fire. Over there! Over there! Hurry, Margaret!
Oh,
hurry!
Oh, why?
Beat it this way, Margaret. Slap it with the flat side of the sack.
Good Lord! Good Lord, Wes. It leaps on that guard. The fire, it leaps on that guard. The wind's changing. It's going to stampede all of that cattle. Get on your horses. More, quick, Margaret. Hurry up, all of you. Hurry up before you'll be trampled to death.
Come on. Margaret, the cattle will be heading this way.
Here they come!
Got out of that. Hope that cat is safe. Some of them got singed. That I could see them.
Mrs. Wade, look, it's headed toward our house. What? Oh, Father's there. He can't walk. Robin, he'll be killed.
No, he won't. I'll get him out. Keep on with those sacks.
All right.
There's another little spot of grass fire.
All right.
I'll get your dad.
Oh, hurry, Mom.
Come on, Mr. Morley. I've got to get you out of here.
No, I'm not going. Leave me alone.
But you'll burn to death, man. If that fire jumps the next furrow, this is gone.
I don't care. Let me die with her. I hate to die in the same land with her.
I hate to do this, but you're going with me.
Let me go. Stop it. Stop it.
Keep on slapping with them wet sacks. We're getting it under control. We're getting it under control if the wind will just change. Here, come on, fire.
Go.
We'll chase that fire. We got to wait. Fight for a change of wind. That's all it can do. Slap on that. Slap. Come on, fire.
I'll be all right in a minute. Please stop for me. Keep the fire going. I've got some of our cattle. We've got to do crazy.
Can't wait. We'll
be alive. Hurry up with that fire. Jump for that fire. We'll lose everything. Margaret, take Mother. Get going. There's only one way out. We'll have to fight it alone.
No,
go on, Mother,
no,
please. Mother, you don't
land
understand.
Go. We're going to
fight it.
And as long as I get a breath of life in me, I'll fight.
Please.
I'll fight it.
Mark, the wind has changed. The fire's falling back. Falling back.
God help us. We're going to whip it. Come on, beat it, beat it. We're going to beat it. We're going to beat it.
It's going away. Away it is. We're going to whip it.
Thank you.
Oh. Now we finally whipped you. Mother, how are you?
Well, I'm all right.
Are you?
But oh, Paul, there goes all our little savings again.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of cattle.
Don't worry about it, Ma. Saved the house. That's something. The old devil couldn't get that away from us.
Yes, we got it.
Got the house.
Got the old house. Well, Paul, we just start over again. I guess we'll be leaving you, Aunt Bedelia, if we won't have enough money to be affording servants for a while.
Now, Miss Wade, you stop talking like that. Who said that your old darky wanted money to take care of a brave woman like you?
Oh,
ain't
but
no buts about it. I'll stay in.
Well, we saved both the farmhouses. I hope you'll recognize that fact, Colonel. Good thing we dug that fire guard.
Yes, it kept the fire away from the grave. Kept it away from her. For that, I'll always be grateful to you.
Well, then let's shake on it, huh?
Yes.
Hey, we'll make a canzon out of you yet, you old rebel.
Glory be! There's gonna be peace at last. The North and the South shaking hands. Oh. And the younger generation of the North and the South doing something more than that. There's a kiss and a holding hands. Looks like old Aunt Bedelia is going to have to get busy and cook up a wedding cake for the North and the South.
And so the curtain falls on another story of early days in Kansas. The story of the pioneers, evil enemy, the prairie fire. The story of Kansas in the days when the memories of the Civil War were still vivid. Every Thursday evening, the Wichita Eagle opens its rich storehouse of early day history to bring you a drama of yesterday. Every day, the Wichita Eagle brings you two editions of the latest news of the world. Subscribe to the Eagle. Only 20 cents per week. Now, this is Vernon Reed inviting you to listen again next Thursday to another story of your city and mine. This is Wichita.